I'm thinking about one of our maybe smarter and more honest listeners out there who suggested that maybe America is suffering in the wake of some headlines over the past several weeks from something he coined as massacre fatigue. It's got me thinking. We're going to talk about that over the next few minutes. Cody Hickman, when did you realize that you were directly a part of the tragedy in Aurora, Colorado last month? And how did you take action for yourself and others in the wake of that tragedy, Cody?
Hi. Well, it was pretty easy for me to recognize that I was part of it, I suppose, because I was in House 8 of the theater during the shooting. It didn't occur to me it was a shooting until a little bit later when I was outside and we put things together, but I was right there during the emergency, during the tragedy. And for some reason, like a lot of the people who were in the theater, it was hard for me to grapple with the reality of the situation. And the first thing I did when I got out of the theater, once I was evacuated at gunpoint by SWAT team members. I blogged and continued to blog in the wee hours of the morning. And the first thing I did when I came home was set up a support page on Facebook and then partnered up with another support page. I guess I figured that there wasn't anything I could do during the shooting, because everybody seemed either to be attended to or it was just chaotic. And I think I felt bad about that. But I felt that I could do something at home and reach other survivors of the shooting or family members of the shooting or just create a dialogue so that nobody felt like they were alone.
And the legacy of that action by Cody Hickman, who's speaking with us from Aurora, Colorado, is a group called Survivors of the Aurora Shooting. Valerie Kaur, when did you realize you were a part of the tragedy of the 9/11 attacks more than a decade ago, and how did you take action for yourself and others?
I was a 20-year-old college student grieving like we were all grieving in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks. But it was only moments later when I realized that our nation's new enemy, a man with a beard and a turban, looked like my brothers, looked like my cousins, looked like my grandfathers.
And what community are you in? Are you referring to?
I'm a Sikh American. My grandfather sailed by steamship and settled in California 100 years ago. We are the fifth largest organized religion in the world, and yet I came of age in a time when our families, our communities in the aftermath of 9/11 were marked as automatically suspect, as perpetually foreign, and as potentially terrorist.
So you felt vulnerable. What action did you take?
Hate violence broke out on city streets in the days after 9/11. On September 15th, Balbir Singh Sodhi was gunned down in cold blood in Arizona as the first person killed in a hate crime after 9/11. He was a Sikh man. My family knew him, so it was as if an uncle had been murdered. And I did the only thing I knew how to do. His story was not making national news widely. So I grabbed my camera, I left college, and I crisscrossed the country to capture stories of Sikh Americans caught up in the violence. That journey became Divided We Fall. And I've continued to chronicle violence against my community over the last decade, and it's very sad to say that it seems as though the atrocities that have happened in Milwaukee are just the most recent attacks against a community that is still struggling to be seen as American.
Here in the studio, Valerie Kaur has produced several documentaries about discrimination against Sikhs. Divided We Fall is one that she referred to there. So a filmmaker and a blogger turned a community organizer, Cody Hickman and Valerie Kaur, both people who took action in the wake of violent shootings or terrorism that seemed to render their own communities vulnerable. Cody and Valerie, I want to ask you to reach out to the people now in Oak Creek near Milwaukee and offer some lessons to what they maybe can do to keep themselves from simply consuming media coverage and concluding that we just have massacre fatigue here in the United States. There's nothing we can do. We just sort of turn on the television and observe our own misfortunes played out in the media. Cody?
Well, the first thing I think I would like to say is, and it was said to me as well by survivors of the Columbine shooting, if you're in this community, you're affected by it, It doesn't necessarily matter if you were in there, you're affected by it, but especially to those who were there, or family members and friends of those who were there, this is something that's going to it's going to affect you, and there's going to be a lot of people who probably don't respond as well. There's always a lot of vitriol or confusion, but you're members now of an unfortunate group of people, and that's a group of people who have been involved in a tragedy, and you have, I guess, distant cousins all over the country and all over the world. I mean, anybody who's been involved in something like this, like myself, or like Columbine, or Flight 232, or 9/11, we can speak the same language. You know, there's a lot of stuff that we can say to each other, or stuff that can be left unsaid. And I would reach out to anybody and everybody who offers support, and to anybody else who necessarily or just doesn't get it, and maybe doesn't know what to say. Be patient or ignore them, because there's, again, especially in a situation like this where there are going to be a lot of people who conflate the Sikh people with other groups, for good or for ill, and it's unfortunate. You know, we don't know enough about a lot of people who live in our own country.
And we need to know more. Cody Hickman is a founder of a group called Survivors of the Aurora shooting. Valerie Kaur, what would you say to the people of Oak Creek?
Well, you know, grieving families in the Sikh community in Milwaukee need support. They need people to come out in the thousands, as they have. We've received thousands of expressions of love and support from all across the country. But I want to say that this news is reverberating through the homes of every Sikh American right now. When we see the television screen, we see our own Gurdwara. We see our own aunts and uncles, our own brothers and sisters, our own children caught up in that gunfire. And so every expression of solidarity is being felt not only by the people in Milwaukee, but by Sikh Americans across this country. This is an unprecedented opportunity to reach out to your Sikh neighbors, to mourn and join in solidarity. Every candle lit, every prayer whispered will be felt deeply by all of us in a time of great need.
We're talking to documentary filmmaker Valerie Kaur, whose film is Divided We Fall, about the hate crimes that came in the aftermath of 9/11. All right, so to both of you in the last couple of minutes, you know, Cody, you're just a guy from Aurora, right? I mean, you're not necessarily from a cultural community that has the kind of specificity of the Sikhs. Am I right about that?
Yeah, no.
All right. So,
I'm not.
And Valerie, you're from a very particular community in the United States. Is there a common ground of vulnerability here between Cody Hickman and the Valerie Kaurs of the world that we might talk about a little bit as a way of, as a nation, moving forward? Both of you, what questions do you have for each other?
Well, I guess I'm in a fortunate position. My area of academic study allowed me to kind of touch things like this. I'm a philosophy student, but I studied world religion and anthropology, and I guess for me, really, it's a simple thing. Having been through a thing like this, I realized I was in a theater with people who were a myriad different beliefs and backgrounds, and we were united by the fact that we're human beings. And it may sound cliche, but when it comes down to having sat through or been through a thing like this, from my perspective, that's a very important thing, and that's what caused me, the minute I heard about the Wisconsin shooting, to immediately jump online and found a page to help streamline efforts in their community, because I've been there, and they're my neighbors. Even if I'll never meet them, they're just like me.
Valerie?
This is a tragic time, not just for Sikh Americans, but for all Americans. On the heels of the tragedy in Aurora, we are called to reflect on what it means to live in a world without violence. You know, these incidents are characterized as isolated and random, but, you know, in a culture of gun violence, in a time when the economy is bad and people are upset, during an election year when anti-immigrant and anti-Muslim fervor is high, we were bracing for a rise in violence against Sikh and Muslim Americans in this country. And so I think it's a time where all of us are called upon to connect with our better angels and turn out in the thousands to support the Sikh community and people who are grieving. I will be traveling to Milwaukee tomorrow, and if you go to groundswell-movement.org, we are collecting messages of support that I'll be delivering in person on the ground. It's all one right. small way to help.
Valerie and Cody, I guess we're all in that gurdwara.
Yes.
Is that a way of saying it? All right. Valerie Kaur and Cody Hickman, both survivors of terrorism and tragedy. Cody Hickman in Aurora, Colorado. Valerie Kaur from 9/11, but very much connected to the Sikh community. My massacre fatigue, or the thought of it, is far from my mind at this point. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.